You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 51, After the Countdown. Hey, it's 2015, hoping for a safe and happy new year. This was planned to post before the end of 2014, but things got delayed for a few days. Right now, I'm recording this Sunday night in Las Vegas. I'm here for the CES show for a few days this week. And yes, there will be an episode with my CES coverage. And with that, let's start the news. Two-year-old child shoots and kills mother with a handgun from her purse. Yeah, this is one of those gun stories. So, it's happened at a Walmart in Idaho a little bit ago, a few days ago. Very tragic, considering the mother had a concealed weapons permit, which meant the gun was legal. It appears to have been loaded and chambered. Why would you do that? Legal or not, why would you carry a gun in your purse and... Anyway, don't get me started on this. Most of you that listen to me regularly already know my position on these things, legal or not. So this was immediately ruled as an accident, which I can see that. Hard to blame, a dead woman in this case, the mother, although a two-year-old that knew how to get a gun from a mother's purse, be able to cock it, and shoot it as cause for concern. Two-year-old. I am not familiar with guns, but I know enough people that own guns. The gun was already loaded, or as far as, the bullet was already in the chamber, like I mentioned before. So the kids get into their mother's purses all the time, in their handbags, for a gum or candy or just, a phone or something. So I'm thinking about the power of how this gun going off and how a two-year-old can handle that. I can't imagine what is going on with this. Painting the whole scenario. A gun cocking, firing a gun, let alone a two-year-old. I'm really sad for this child losing her mother. Perhaps other family members will help raise the child. Hopefully not around guns. I think that would, probably be a very positive thing for the child not to be raised around, gun culture. And this is where the pro-gun people go silent, as they can't have something like this happen and blemish their support for more guns. All bias aside, I'm very sad that this mother lost her life at the hand of her own child. Walmart has handled this pretty well. They've been very, very good about where things are. They closed the store for a while to do investigation and everything like that. So, I'm just sad that, we still deal with this kind of thing, and it's not something that, anyone likes to, to hear. But yet again, the pro-gun people haven't said a peep about this. At least, the ones that I've seen online or, in my Twitter and Facebook profiles. Nothing. Not even a simple, I'm so sorry to hear this, how tragic, It's like they can't admit that, the whole idea behind guns and gun, culture and everything like that. They always throw out, it's legal. It was legal. The mother had a concealed permit. Well, why was the gun loaded? Why was the, so many questions. Again, I'm really sad all the way around on this whole issue here. Play-Doh upsets parents over a penis-shaped toy. Yeah, this is not the Onion. This is a real news story. So there is a set of Play-Doh called Sweet Shop Cake Mountain playset, and it contains a plastic tool that acts as to put icing on a cake. So, but there's a picture attached to the show notes for this episode. What it really looks like is a penis, and it's pretty obvious. Seriously, you don't have to have any sort of out-of-the-box thinking on this one. The most innocent of people, the most, you know, you name it. You look at that picture, what's the first thing you'll see? Penis, dildo, right away. Yeah. So I guess no one in Plato's Q&A, you know, at this Hasbro-owned company, even gave this one a second look and gave it the okay stamp of approval. That looks like something to put icing on a cake. Yeah. Well, so the company has responded, and they are preparing an updated tool. Not sure who the tool is here that needs updating. So I love Play-Doh. I still use Play-Doh today. You know, but you know, hey, when someone messes up like this, you know, hey, it's what it is. And you know, somebody should have QA'd this thing, like I said earlier. Someone should have looked at it and go, you know, that might not be the most proper thing that needs to be going out to kids. I guess we shall see what the updated tool will look like. AirAsia Flight 8509 crashed off the Java Sea, but has been located via sonar. So, yes, another plane has gone down. But as I write this, they are finding the bodies and the parts of the airplane. So, you know, unlike previous flights of like the two Malaysia airlines that happened, you know, at least they are finding some. You know, they found the plane. They know it went down, and bodies and other parts. You know, it's just, this is very sad to see this happen. You know, given how close in proximity and time wise to the other flights that we did lose in 2014. So, again, you know, as I kind of briefly mentioned, at least there's some type of closure for those that lost lives of loved ones. You know, it's hard on the news watching these people. You know, they're bringing aboard parts and bodies and everything like that. And so these lost and crashed flights are devastating to many. You know, it makes me wonder, what is going on in this region to have these planes go down a lot? Be it weather or something entirely different that affects the flight pattern? Yes, and one of the more recent planes, Malaysia Flight 17, did have a flight over Ukraine during their time of war and unrest. So, you know, no one's really taken blame for that one yet. But anyway, so given these tragedies, it seems like these flights should take extra measures of caution. So I'm not sure, you know, what other measures need to happen other than we need to let's do some work. Let's do some research. Let's find out where these flights are going. What's going on in this area that would cause these flights to have, instability to where they go down? So, again, I'm very sad for those who lost lives of loved ones, and hopefully they can now have at least some type of closure with the, with some of the returning parts of the plane and bodies coming back. So, this week's rant, users forgetting passwords or login names, mostly passwords. So one of the things I deal with regularly at my day job is people that forget their passwords. Most of the time it's just someone that flubbed their password really quick. They locked their account out, you know, after mistyping it three times. You know, it's pretty common. I go and lock their account, and for the most part, things are pretty good. So, but, you know, and yes, granted, if you have tens of hundreds of logins to remember, you know, like, you know, I create a login for each site that you go to, you know, this can be quite the chore to remember all these passwords. I use a program called 1Password to keep track of them all, but that's me personally. So related to those I deal with on my day job, it seems that even those that barely reset their passwords the next day, even the next few minutes after they reset their login password, they forget it. How? This boggles my mind. I don't understand how this happens. So I get the phone call asking if I can, hey, can you tell me what my password is? And, you know, I can't tell them that. For one, I can't see their password. You know, it amazes me that so many people do not know how to manage their passwords, even if it's just a one or two passwords for the main logins they use it at work. So it's very frustrating, as I can spend a better part of my day helping many with this tasks, you know, of the passwords, you know. So I try to give them, you know, professional suggestions. Write it down. Use a post-it note. Something, anything. You know, put it in a Word document. You know, I mean, I know things are insecure when you do that, but can people not manage their passwords properly? You know, please stop with this constantly calling every time you reset your password and can't remember it. Trust me, this is not the type of job security I don't like. This week's shameless plug: I rarely get hangovers anymore. Yeah, you. So this New Year's Eve, I toned it down quite a bit. You know, in my celebrating, you know, the when the clock hits midnight. In previous years, I've tied many on. Yes, I've drank, and had a hard time recovering the next morning. But even some years when I've done that, I rarely wake up with a hangover. It's mostly due to the fact that I stick to one type of drink all night, like gin or vodka, you know. Or, you know, and on top of that, a good brand of gin or vodka, you know, not cheap shit, you know. So I also tend to drink water, although not as much as I should. You know, they always say you stay hydrated, you know, and I do okay with that sometimes. But regardless, if I stick to the clear spirits, I'm good. I can even add in a whiskey or two in there, but that's it, you know. Just being smart when I drink heavy, you know, and anyone that, you know, that talks, you know, I always talk to people that, you know, oh my God, I can't believe how much I drank and all that. It's like, I've watched how much these people drink. I mean, oh my God. I mean, they're mixing cheap stuff, whiskey, vodka, gin, rum, tequila. I mean, they you know, and I've done that in the past. I've learned my lesson over the years, you know. I mean, I've had way too many, you know, bad experiences so that, you know, I don't like getting hangovers. I don't like getting sick, you know. So for this year, I stuck to, you know, a beer with dinner, a couple extra drinks at home, some few gin and tonics, you know, with Hendrix, you know. I was fine the next morning on New Year's Day. So with that, you know, you should really, you know, take my advice. You can drink a lot. No one's saying you can't stop after, you know, 5, 6, or 7 drinks, you know. It's fine. Just stay to the clear liquids or the clear spirits like gin and vodka and a good brand. Cheers to all of you. Good riddance, 2014. Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.